You're listening to 90.7 FM WTIP Grand Marais, 90.1 FM WGPO Grand Portage, 89.1 FM WKEK Gunflint Lake, and on the web at WTIP.org. This is The Scenic Route. It's the local music show where we tell you what's going on in the area for music. And it's a very special edition today with Singleton Street. They're going to be part of the Grand Marais Old Opry coming up this weekend on Saturday. We're very happy to have them on the show today. It's a short show because we've got a basketball game coming up at around 4:30, and Jeff will take over then. But for now, we're going to sit back and enjoy the music. So here we have the three members of Singleton Street. We've got Jimmy on bass and Sherry on guitar and Chuck on mandolin. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Real good.
All right. So tell us about yourselves. Like, I don't think I remember you guys being up here before, at least in my time of being up here.
Not since college. So never to play up here. We did do some northern Wisconsin, Manitowish Waters, and up that way there used to be a bluegrass kind of gospel circuit there, and so we've been up there. But this is our first time back here in a long time.
So. Mm-hmm.
And you guys are originally from the Twin Cities area, correct?
Yep. Chuck and I are from Delano, and Jimmy's from
St. Louis Park.
There you go.
And Sherry grew up in Proctor, she's...
Oh, Proctor.
Yes, Proctor.
I have a personal connection to Proctor.
You do?
Well, it's the first place I ever got a speeding ticket.
Well, you know, growing up there, I probably knew most of the cops there because my brother knew them very well.
That's right. Rat your brother out on the radio.
So tell us about, what kind of music do you guys play?
Well, we do gospel music, bluegrass gospel. We do bluegrass. We do a little bit of Americana. We do some Celtic music. So, you know, it's all kind of in the same ballpark, but a little bit of variety.
Mm-hmm.
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
That's a good genre.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite genre, actually. Can we get a little taste of what you guys are going to be playing up at the...
Sure.
Absolutely, sure.
We'll start off with a classic Americana
bluegrass gospel.
Type gospel hymn. Only done the way we like to do it.
Fly away, oh glory.
retune
that. That was incredible.
Oh, thank you very much.
Wow. I've heard that song, like, really done, you know, kind of more slowly and touchy-feel. Like, that had some real jazz on it, and I loved it. If you're tuning in right now, we're talking to Singleton Street. They're going to be part of the Grand Marais Ole Opry, which is happening this Saturday up at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. It's going to be at 7:30, and you can find more information about that at arrowheadcenterforthearts.org. So that was, like, more of an old-timey gospel tune.
Yeah,
it turned out kind of bluesy that time, but it turns out a little different each time we do it. So that's all right. That's what we like.
Keep playing with that one.
Yeah. So, but you guys also do. I know. So, from looking at your website, there's a lot of pictures of you in kind of more traditional Irish garb, even some kilts.
Oh yes. That's right.
We have manly men in the band.
We find, I mean, all those genres really go together. So, you know, I mean, especially bluegrass and Irish, or, you know, a lot of the fiddle tunes have crossed over more or less intact. And sometimes you get a little different spin. But, yeah, there's a real connection. So, I mean, for a while, we played a lot of Irish music. And then we played a lot of bluegrass music. And then we're like, well, it's kind of silly. You know, we can do both. You know? So just last year, we started bringing back the Irish. We used to play at, like, Kieran's Irish Pub and lots of different places down there. But we just started bringing it back. And, you know, there'll be some venues that'll be, like, stick to the bluegrass, and some that'll be, you know, wanting the Celtic music. But we love them both. So.
Do you ever just switch it up for fun and start, like, say you're at, like, a Celtic thing or like a Renaissance fair, and you start playing something like what we just heard?
Well, especially at the Renaissance fair, it's hard.
The Renfest gets a little loose after a while, so we did get a lot of requests for bluegrass out there, so we did some of that. But bluegrassers, not so much. If I'll play the octave mandolin in a little while, and really it's just an overgrown mandolin, but you pull it out at a bluegrass festival and you will get some looks, like, you know, Bill Monroe didn't play that.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's a beautiful instrument. I have a buddy who just got one of those, and it's just gorgeous.
They're fun, and I think they fit very well. Of course, they're, you know, they're well known for Celtic music, but they fit really well into the bluegrass
idiom, really.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Well, local programming on WTIP is supported by our wonderful members and by the Attic Gift Shop, a gallery in American crafts. It's open year-round with handcrafted items from art glass to all-natural candles and fiber crafts. The Attic Gift Shop is located in the heart of downtown Grand Marais, and we're still here with Singleton Street. I'm curious, do you guys ever play with other musicians, like a fiddler or something, if you're doing more Celtic,
you know,
stuff?
For years we played with a banjo player, a really nice guy, really great clawhammer banjo player named Craig Evans. And if you're listening, Craig, hi. You know, we're doing three piece now. I mean, I like the room you get. You know. And I think that a trio, it fits well physically as well.
What do you mean by room?
Well, you know, each...
What does that mean?
The more instruments you put together, in a way, the more jammed you are into that role. You know, you're in a six-piece bluegrass band, and your mandolin job is to close backbeats, and that's pretty much it, you know.
Get a little more freedom.
There's a little more freedom to do things and be heard in a smaller band. The other thing is a three-piece is nice. It fits in places. You can play a bluegrass festival with it. You can also play a small coffee house with it without
falling off the stage. It's easier to mesh your schedules.
Yeah. It's also easier to come on the radio.
It's only three.
Easier to come on the radio.
There you go.
It only takes one car to drive anywhere.
There you go.
That was the hardest thing with Craig is just that he lived in Rosemont. We lived in Delano. So it's, I mean, in the Twin Cities, it's 40 miles, but that 40 miles can take you 2 hours in the wrong traffic, you know.
Yeah. So can we hear another song?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do our marriage therapy song. We like to call it that because you can really get your angst out at each other.
We want to do a little classic country here, since that's what we're going to do. So
it's Johnny Cash. Jackson.
I hope I can holler this song after the ride up.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Jackson, goodbye Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson.
into that city, all the people gonna stoop and bow. Ha. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. Well, I left her here in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony cake. I'll lead around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man. And I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan.
That's all she wrote.
That was hot. I love the Jackson. Hot. It is hot in Jackson.
I might have
sure.
knocked it out of tune for you, hon. Oh, sorry.
I like the slapping at the end there. That adds so much. You can do anything on a bass.
Old time dog house bass is what they call that.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's percussion. It's a little, yep. Everything in one. Well, we're still talking to Singleton Street, and they are just rocking Studio A right now here on the Scenic Route. This program is supported in part by WTIP's listener members and by Northern Wilds, the North Shore's monthly magazine covering the arts, events, entertainment, and the outdoors, available at numerous locations along the shore in Minnesota and Ontario, online at northernwilds.com. So I'm curious, is there an actual Singleton Street that you guys are named after?
Ah, well, how do we abbreviate this one? We 20 years ago, probably, got selected to go to a permanent Renaissance festival. It was a year-round deal where they had selected supposedly the cream of the crop of the Renaissance actors. They were going to do Shakespeare down there, crafters. It was near Branson, Missouri.
Oh.
And so off we went with a, you know, renewable contract in hand and ready to start our life down in Music City, Branson. And we lived on Singleton Street, and it was actually in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And that was the house we lived at. And, well, it turned out that this old fella had been defrauding his investors.
Oh,
so
man.
Literally the FBI came in, shut it down. A land developer from Canada came by, tore up all our contracts, said, this is now going to be an old folks' home. Get out of here. And this is about a month after we had planned to be down there. But, you know, the thing is, it turned out to be a really good experience in that we really met a lot of really cool people, and we just started to play music wherever we could, you know, in the parks, in the bus depots, in the, you know, we were young, we'd busk, we'd play at restaurants, and you know, we found that, you know, when all kind of went to heck in a handbasket, we could still go out there and make music, and people would like it, and we'd meet cool people, and we lived in the house on Singleton Street for a little while longer and made enough money to get back up to Minneapolis.
Definitely a lesson in self-sufficiency.
So Singleton Street was the house we lived on.
Yeah. Gotcha. Is this a full-time gig for you guys, or do you have other stuff as well?
It's a long story, too. It is now.
Short story, yes.
Short story now, yeah.
I used to
teach school, but we have two pretty severely autistic kids, and they kind of were giving Sherry a run for the money, so I did take a leave of absence and to get back home and do what I could. They're not little professor autistic. They're, you know, they're nonverbal and, you know, scratching, biting, hitting, and we want to keep them, you know, at home and in the community, in their community school. So we kind of marshaled our forces and cashed in a retirement. And then while we did that, we said, you know what, we used to play a ton of music and we've kind of gotten away from that. So let's really start hammering it out again and see what happens. And we've been getting gigs and we're busy, and we'll just see where it goes from here. And we're happy.
That's a wonderful story. I'm so glad you shared that. can we get another song?
You bet.
Sure.
What do you want to do? Which one? You want to do Sitting on Top of the World, or you want
to
do...
Yeah, well, let's do that one. Yeah.
All right. Because I'm capable. Oh, you're capable. Okay. I was gonna say DJ's choice.
Nope.
Nope, it's Sherry's choice.
Yeah. You already played the song I wanted to hear.
Oh!
The first one.
So. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Now she's gone, and I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River, so deep and wide, blonde-haired woman on the other side. Now she's gone, and I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of the world. Saw her in Dallas and El Paso. Come back, baby, I miss you so. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. That a man can trust. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
Give it a try, Jimmy.
Thank you.